Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me.
We've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And she is Sophie Brown.
Yes! Nailed it.
She had a moment like, is she going to say it or am I going to say it?
I've died. It's too quick or it's too slow or it's something happens, but I'm here. We're both here. We're back.
We're here in body, not always in mind.
Yeah.
Are you here in mind, Soph?
I mean, I've just got back from Dubai, so I'm just about here.
Oh, such a drag.
I'm just hanging on by a thread. No, I'm all right. I'm hoping, I slept all right last night. I'm hoping that I don't get like severe jet lag the rest of the week.
No, I know. Do you know the energy you're giving me? Like, you know, when you're 17 and you go to Malia on your first like holiday and you're like a broken woman. That is the energy Soph's giving me today.
You know, I mean, yeah, we went and we had a good time and we had fun. But I mean, it was all packed into 5 nights. So it was, yeah, pretty condensed. But I don't think I'm too bad, to be honest. I think it could be a lot worse.
Good. I'm a broken woman, but for a whole different reason. I wish it was Dubai.
Yeah, but yours is better. You know, you've been working hard.
Trust me. It's not better. There's not a bikini in sight. It is so freaking cold in Scotland. Oh my God.
Well, honestly, we were seeing people's like snowy stories on Instagram while we were in 30 degree heat. It was like, what? And then obviously getting off the plane, I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
It was wild. In fact, I was DJing on the 1st of December, the 1st, so a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, it's really, really cold. And I was texting basically Mark and being like, oh, it's so cold. And I think he thought I was being like really dramatic. And then literally as I left the DJ gig, honestly, the snow that poured down, and that was it. We had like 5 inches of snow the next morning.
Wow. Oh my gosh. How was the ice rink DJing?
Yeah, you over there with the red jumper. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see your skate.
Go skate. Let me see your skate.
I bet it was good fun.
It was great fun, but I just had your voice in my head the whole time going, let me see your skate.
I think you should have done that. I think you should like call people out and properly emceed it.
No, it was great. But it was like a party. So it was like a party on ice. So I think people were rather tipsy. Let's just say that.
Oh.
So there was a lot of like, people on dates and like going flying. And like this one guy came up to me and was like, I love your chin. So I was like, okay. Maybe we should slow down on the ice.
Oh my God, I literally saw a video earlier and it was like this girl and she was like, is this hot or is this an ick? And it was this guy, but he can really ice skate. He was like running and then he was like stopping while like flicking the sides of his feet. So he'd just go like, skrr. And I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about that. It was a bit icky. I think if you can ice skate, great. But like when you're just trying to show off a bit with all your mad skills, I think that's a bit much.
Oh, it's too much, isn't it? See, when we used to always go to Somerset House. Oh my God. And it's such a big ice rink that people can really go for it. Wow. And I'm just like, oh no, I'd just die. Like if I went on a date and someone was like doing a like triple pirouette on the, oh no.
Wait, the thing is, I enjoy it and no. I'm all right. I'm not great, but like I'm pretty good. And like, I'll pick it up as soon as I get back on again, I'm a bit like, and then, you know, you get into it, don't you? And I get a bit cocky. Yeah. Like, I don't know what happens when I do certain things, you know, like when it's like, you don't feel the fear and you're just like, oh, fuck it.
Do you really?
A bit. Like when I was quad biking in Dubai, I was fully standing on the thing with one arm in the air, like going, I don't know why I do it. I know.
So have you got a death wish? Are you okay, hon?
Well,
chat?
I think so. I did this when we did go-karting as well in Liverpool. This place opened, it was really cool, and it was like the e-karting things, and they are rapid, like they are really quick. I crashed and I still won. I was launching myself around that thing. Like, I didn't care. Like, I think something just comes over me. But usually I'm pretty sensible. Like, I am. I'd say.
No, I don't. Mostly. I'm such a scaredy cat, you know.
Really? But I don't like driving fast.
Yeah,
in Dubai, they fly around the roads and that scares me. But I'm not in control, I guess. So maybe that's why.
Yeah. That could be it, you know.
Yeah.
I find in Ibiza as well. They're crazy. They can get you from one side of the island to the other in like 3 minutes. It's actually crazy.
No thank you. No.
Sorry, we just jumped in. Welcome to our Christmas episodes.
Woo!
This is not our official Christmas Let's Get Drunk episode. That is definitely still to come. But this is we're going to help you get ready for it, because honestly, Christmas is a minefield.
It is. And I'm like, I'm looking at my flat. Like, I was looking at Christmas trees earlier. I was like, I never decorate my flat, which is so silly because I'm here for quite a lot of.
That's so sad.
I know, because I go home.
Are you joking? You don't put anything up?
No.
Nothing.
I know. No, I am. No. Robin, I'm going to. Don't worry. I have been. I'm gonna do some stuff, because that's just stupid. Who does that? I think it's because I do go home. But then even at my, I don't know what your family's like, but mine aren't. I'm the most into Christmas, I'd say, out of my immediate family. Like, my parents aren't very bothered. They do the decorations because I want the decorations. And they know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they know they'll be in trouble, I think, if there's no decorations at all.
Oh, no. My mother turns into, like, Marina Christmas Richford. I'm not joking. She has, like, wreaths everywhere. Like, we have three. Yeah, we have three light-up reindeers in the garden as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. See, I mean, sometimes I do. I mean, we do. I think once I get them into it and we start decorating and stuff, like, we've got some, like, lovely decorations and things, but they're just not, like, they wouldn't have a Christmas tree, I don't think, if they didn't have to. They'd rather do, like, the lights and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Well, to be fair, I feel like I'm actually more of the Grinch of the family, because I am, you know, I'm like, hold out. Yeah, I like to hold out until like now, and then I'm like, okay, I'm in the Christmas spirit.
I mean, it's only
a couple of weeks. Like,
yeah, it's only the 5th. I'd still say, weirdly, I have felt slightly more festive this year. Obviously, I've just had a holiday in the sun, so that's kind of like, but even at the end of sort of November, I don't know. Manchester, I tell you what, if there's any listeners in Manchester, but it is such a festive city. You know, you've got like the Christmas markets are split out across the city. I live in, like, my buildings do quite a lot. There's a big Christmas tree downstairs, all decorated in the lobby and everything, all beautifully. Like, it is really nice. So.
Oh, see, I love that. I do love it. I also think as well, it looks so depressing, doesn't it, in January when they take it all down and you're like, oh my God, it looks empty.
I know, that time, I think. I don't like having my birthday in February, but just because, like, the weather and stuff like that, obviously it'd be nice to have like a summer birthday. But I suppose the only good thing is that, like, January is pretty tough as a month, and at least I've got something to be like,
to look forward to.
Yeah. Because this run up to Christmas.
No, I do too. Let's talk prezzies, Sof, because this is also a minefield.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. So I used to go OTT. Like, I used to go crazy on the gifts. Because I actually really like buying people stuff. Like,
yes.
I like it. It's like, not just for me. Not just for them, sorry. It's for me, yeah, as well. Like, I actually enjoy it.
Well,
but then I kind of got to a point now where I'm like, sometimes you are just buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's like all the stuff on like TikTok shop and things like that. You can go mad with like almost tat, but then you're not going to have it. probably by the end of January.
I know. I actually couldn't tell you like what I bought Mark last year. That's terrible, oh, isn't really? It?
Do you go just completely rogue and like surprise each other, or do you tell each other what you want, or do you like plan it like, oh, we're not going to do like presents, we might go away, or what's your plan this year?
I know what you mean. Yeah, well, we've actually reined it in for the first year ever, because usually we kind of do it like, I don't know, I tend to find like the older you get, like your parents will get you some bits, but like if you have a partner that you're kind of providing each other with your Christmas sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I usually go way too far as per usual. But this year we have been like, do you know what? Actually, it seems silly. Like it seems silly because we're buying the house and like, you know what I mean? We're just like, but not even just from a financial point of view. I'm like, it takes so much of my time. And I'm just like, I actually don't have the time to like sit and really think about it.
Yeah. When you know what you're getting, I mean, so I've not had a boyfriend at Christmas. Do you want to know for how long?
Oh, no, Dawn, you're going to make me sad.
No, because I will cry. maybe this is a bad idea when I'm jet lagged. Because my last relationship.
Oh, my God.
We split up just like in like fucking end of October. I was like, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. You know, just before Christmas.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. But no, literally since my first boyfriend. Yeah. Because my last one, we weren't together over Christmas. So that I was 20.
Wait, what age were you? Wait, 20. What? 20, so.
And I'm 27 now. So 7 years I've not had boyfriend at Christmas or on Valentine's Day, actually, because I think we got together after Valentine's Day. No,
I'm just
did we?
So jealous of the amount of money you've not spent.
Yeah, we did. But yeah. However, yeah, well, I mean, I spend it on myself. But the problem is I'm like that, though. I'm so over the top, like with gifts, because, you know, like the love for languages and stuff. Mine is giving and receiving gifts, I think, which always makes me laugh because it sounds so materialistic. But yeah. I genuinely do love giving a partner gifts and like spoiling them. Like I used to spend a lot on my ex-boyfriend, like birthdays and Christmas and stuff like that. I just loved it. And also, you're right, like that's the person that gets you the good gifts, I feel like. Like that's kind of like more of a gift exchange than like, your parents and stuff like that.
Oh, darling.
But yeah, not had that for 7 years.
It's okay, babes. This time next year could all change. You know what it's like? All change.
Yeah, I know. I'm not bothered. Do you know, though? Not to make it sad, but Christmas is like, it's one of those things that is so much, I know it's very different if you have a partner, I think, than if you don't.
I know what you mean, actually. I do actually think that it's a weird like spotlight time of year, which is so silly because it really shouldn't be. But it, you know, it kind of is. It kind of makes you start going like, oh, you know, I'd like someone or, but actually when you look back, when you're then in a relationship, you kind of go, actually, why didn't I just totally embrace it? You know, and like you do different things. You make more of an effort to see your friends. You have more time to see your friends for a start. You know, your family, you're definitely more in the moment with them.
Yeah, no, 100%. I suppose, the only thing is if a lot of your friends are in relationships, then it's like frustrating.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're off doing all of that Christmassy stuff with their partners. No, it's fine. I think it's just like that run up as well. You can like experience Christmas markets or like buying a Christmas tree together and stuff.
Yeah, no, I do get it. And I really weirdly, I had, obviously me and Mark been together for years, but for a lot of those years, we actually both didn't spend the Christmas period together because we'd be on jobs that at like different ends of the country. So we weren't actually with each other, to be honest. I used to do Panto every year. One of the years was like doing a job in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And, you know, so actually I was very similar. Like obviously I had a partner, but it wasn't around. So I did used to kind of feel like I'd kind of sit there and be a bit like, oh, feel like I'm just kind of like not waiting. That doesn't make sense. But I was kind of just passing the time with the family.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it's one of those, but.
You're making me die today. I think it's the Dubai come down.
This sucks.
Babe, right. It's not that, honestly. It's not. Because actually, like I say, when you look back, and actually even right now, you don't even feel like that. It's just you're just having a moment. And I think that's totally normal.
I do feel like that. I have no one to go to the Christmas markets with. I have no one to buy a Christmas tree with.
Babe, honestly, it's overrated.
I know. No. Also, I am bad. Like, I don't want to get with anyone for the sake of it because I would end up doing that. And then there's no point. So it's fine.
Amen.
Are we sorry?
You're so right, though. Like, some people will just, like, you know, kind of settle. And you do get, I get it. You know what? There's a really funny thing about kind of settling, right? And people go, don't never settle and never do. I kind of, see, the older I get, the more I kind of get it. Like,
yeah.
What does that even mean anyway? Like, are you just, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously don't be with someone that you absolutely hate and that you despise. I don't mean that. But like, you know, like people kind of go, oh, they've just kind of settled. Like there might have been someone even better or, and I can kind of understand why people would just kind of go, oh, actually, you know, this is, it's all right. Someone said to me about if you can find a partner that gives you like 80% of what you need, that's the partner. Because actually you're never going to get someone that gives you 100%.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
The only thing is, it's kind of like not a dangerous place to be single now, but like, you know, I'm in my late 20s, like I'm very independent, like earn my own money, all of that. Like I'm not really like, it's weird because it's like, I really enjoy my life now by myself. Like I genuinely do, contrary to what I've just said there about Christmas, but we're just having a blip, guys. Normally.
Yeah, every other normally, day of the year.
Normally I'm all right. I genuinely am. And I think it's a great age to be single at the moment. And yeah. You know, life's for living. But you become so like sort of happy with this life that actually it is very difficult to like let someone else in. And they kind of in your head have to be that almost, not that 100%, but like it is hard because you're like, well, I'm enjoying my life right now. So, you know, don't come and fucking ruin it, please.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. And I think that they say that, don't you? Like the longer and I guess older and more kind of sure of yourself you become, the harder it sometimes becomes.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
I mean, I say it all the time to like even friends and work, and I'm like, yeah, she's only with you because you got her young. And there's so much truth in that.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, it's like she invested all that back then before she knew herself properly. So yeah, good luck, boy, because she's still with you.
People have a lot of pride, I think, as well. Like they don't want to almost end those relationships because they're like, well, I'm in pretty deep now. So it's, you know. They don't really want to.
And it gets complex as well. There's families involved. And what did you just say?
I said, anyway. Moving on. No. Okay. Christmas and relationships, though. How soon is too soon, do you think, to spend Christmas, like, day with them? Because I think this is quite a big thing. Like, with my ex-boyfriend, I was with him, 3 years, but maybe 2 Christmases. I don't know. We didn't spend like the whole of the day together. And I think 1 year I drove and got him from where he lived in the evening. But my mum wasn't that happy about that, really. Like, but we were really young then. We were pretty young. But I don't know, like, do you alternate the days or are you like, what do you do? Like, do you just spend it with your family and you're like, I'll see you when I see you? Or
yeah, I think it is a really tough one, I think. And I remember the first Christmas I didn't spend here. Well, that didn't go down well.
Yeah.
With my mother. Yeah. I think it's such a funny one because I've got friends, right? They've been together for like 6-7 years and they've never done Christmas Day together. Gosh. You know, like they've always just done it apart. I think it becomes even harder when your parents don't live next to each other. So for instance, like I'm Scottish, he's Welsh, we live in London.
Yeah.
You know, like it gets a bit like, I remember when we first started dating, they don't have the option just to come round for the evening or, you know, so I'm going to have it at home and you can have it at home. And we kind of did it separately for a few years, I think. And then we had 1 year where he was on tour. He was on tour in Paris and he couldn't get back for Christmas. And I didn't want him, you know, being there on his own at Christmas. So I went to Paris and we had Christmas in Paris.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of my favourite Christmases, I must say. Just because it was so chill. Like, we didn't really do anything that... Yeah, we didn't do anything that extraordinary or anything like that. We had a couple of his friends from the tour. I made Christmas dinner for, like, the five of us and it was quite a chill day. I played games and stuff in the evening. But after that, we kind of decided, like, oh, we've had Christmas together now and so... Now what we do is just 1 year my mum's and then 1 year his mum's and then 1 year my mum's and do it like that.
So what are you doing this year?
So we're in Wales this year because my mum's a nurse. So she's actually working Christmas Day.
Oh.
So we try and team it up for like when she's working Christmas Day, we'll go to Wales and then we'll have like a fake Christmas on like the 23rd. So like we're going to have a fake Christmas here on the 23rd, then off to Wales on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Right.
So, but I just find Christmas gets so complex. Like for us, it was always so complex. Like, and I remember every single year, in fact, my partner said it to me literally last night as we're putting the Christmas tree up. But every single year we're like, that's it, we're not doing it this year. We're going away. We're going away for Christmas and we're not doing any of it.
Yeah, I think everyone said last says night, that.
I know. I just think sometimes you can find yourself over the Christmas period, especially when you're kind of in this kind of like late 20s, early 30s, you're an adult with your own life, but you don't have a family yet necessarily, then I feel like you find yourself actually just spending the whole Christmas period pleasing everyone else.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
And not actually what you want to do.
Yeah, that's so true. So my best friend, she's flying to Australia. Go on, girl. So she's going to... Yeah, she has got family. Yeah, she's got family out there and she's doing Christmas and then New Year. I think she was just like, fuck it, like, I might as well. Because all right, like when you've not got, you know, children or things, like, you know, I think it's so tempting just to be like, I'll just go away.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because why? I mean, you know, you can't necessarily do that forever. We wanted to go away as a family. We've said this the last few years, but we leave it too late and then it's too expensive. It's extortionate to go like somewhere that's not even that good. We were going to go away this year and then we've just left it. But I said, I just want like a nice chilled family Christmas this year. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want it to be fun. Like, I do this thing where I think because I enjoy Christmas the most and my family and like I live up here and stuff like that. So then I go home and I kind of, I don't know, maybe my expectations are a little bit high. Like I think, you know, I kind of think it's gonna be this kind of, you know, great thing and it's a great day and there's kind of a lot of pressure on it. And I feel bad a bit because I don't mean to put pressure on anyone, but like, you know, my brother's not asked at all. Like we end up falling. He's just not bothered. And then I'm like, I feel bad on my parents because my mum's always like, you know, I want to make it fun for you. And I'm like, but I want it fun for everyone. Like, don't just be wanting it for me. Like, I just want to, you know, have a nice family time. But I think as I've got older, I've let that go a bit. And I'm just like, enjoy the lovely day with your family, the food, you know, everything like that. Like, rather than, yeah, because there was a time I used to get really upset about it because I used to just put too much emphasis on it.
Yeah, I used to do that.
You know, this is disheartening or whatever. And it's like, come on, but you're still so grateful and blessed and with your family and friends and everything. But it is, I think, especially when you see other people and like, you know, what they do for Christmas and things like that, or like family traditions and things, when you like don't necessarily have that, you're like, oh, but actually, you know, I have a great time at Christmas. It's fantastic. Like, you know, love spending time with my family. But it's one of those. There's a lot of pressure around Christmas. For everything, all the events.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, you know, fitting stuff in and doing this and making sure you go to the markets and make sure you do this. And it's just hectic.
It's so hectic. I also think as well, you've hit the nail on the head with the kind of like actual Christmas day, because I used to do that, especially when you don't live at home, because it feels like such precious time that you don't get for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That, like, you want it to be perfect. It's got to be this perfect day and like perfect stuff and like perfect food and perfect this and that. And that actually is so unrealistic, like to try and actually do that. My brother's kind of still in that stage at the minute, I think. I find my brother's quite like still like, oh no, come on, we need to do this, we need to do that because it's Christmas. And I've kind of let go a little bit now. But I think I used to be like that, whereas he's like, because we're doing it, obviously we do our fake, I say fake Christmas Day, it's our Christmas Day, we just do it on a different date. And we're doing it on the 23rd this year. And so my dad wants to go down to like the little local town hall, which play It's a Wonderful Life, and you like sit on beanbags and it's like very cute and wholesome.
Yeah.
And it's really throwing my brother. My brother's really like, what? No, that's not what you do on Christmas Day. Like, that's not a Christmas Day activity. Like, it's really throwing him. And it's so funny, isn't it? Because I think everyone in the family's just got different ideas in their head of like what a good Christmas time would look like.
Yeah, I think I've chilled out about it now, because I'm like, when I have kids, I will be able to create whatever traditions and do whatever, especially when they're little, because they have to do what I want to do.
I will force them into it.
You don't have any other choice. But do you know what I mean? Like, as in, I have had, like, I remember I had incredible Christmases as a child. Like, my parents, you know, they were so great and, you know, tried to do the best they could and made it magical and stuff. But they're just not as bothered now. That's fine, you know. My dad's almost 70. I mean, you know, he's not like...
It's a lot of Christmases.
I mean, exactly. So it's like, come on. But I think I'm just like, yeah, just enjoy it for what it is now. And then when I have kids, I can build that to be whatever I want it to be. And, you know, traditions and different things like that. And yeah, and I'm excited for that. And I think I'm just like, you know, just go with the flow. Just be, yeah, grateful for.
Look at us. I think this has given maturity, Soph.
I think so. Yeah, because it's a weird time, Christmas. And also, like, you know, not to make it too deep, but like I said, I'm very lucky. Like, for a lot of people, Christmas is not a very festive and fun and lovely time at all. So, you know, it's nice to even get that, you know, time with my family and all of that. So yeah
absolutely. No, you're so right. And I think it is, for me, I much prefer this time. I much prefer the lead up to Christmas, the little things you go out like with your friends and the Christmas nights out and things like that. That's the bit I love, like, rather than necessarily just the day. What's your stance on dating over the Christmas period? So,
well, funny you should say that.
Oh, why? Buckle up.
No, I have a date actually this weekend.
What? I'm excited. Okay, this is cool.
This is very out of the ordinary for moi. Yeah, what an interesting time to go on a date with someone. I mean, I'm not putting any assumptions on anything anymore. I'm just going to assume that everything fucking is going to go down the pan because I put too much like enthusiasm into things. But like, it is an interesting time, I guess, to go on a date with someone, because I suppose, you know, as literally a few weeks before Christmas, New Year, like, it's kind of a, I don't know, an interesting time. But I don't know, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm looking forward to it. His plan, we're going to watch Wonka.
Oh my God, I really want to see Wonka.
Which obviously cinema, people will be like, oh, you're going to cinema. But we're doing that like for something and then go for some dinner and drinks, whatever, after. So it's like, we'll get the time to chat after. And like, I really want to see that film.
Yeah, I really want to see that film. That's a good date. That's really cute. I think that's the thing with like dating over Christmas. It goes automatically very coupley, doesn't it? Like, just because of the nature of everything. Everything just looks like so cutesy and like, okay, you should see her eyes right now. I think I've given her the fear. No, I'm not giving you the fear. I just mean...
No, because I'm already, you know what I'm like? I'm already close to not cutting... he won't be listening to this. I won't cancel it. But as in, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I already freak myself out about it. This is the problem.
Don't. No, have the best time. But what I mean is, it's already cute. Basically, what I'm saying is the work is already done for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need to set the scene. He doesn't have to, like,
I know,
be
going
super
to the,
romantic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will say this, because it was very sweet, actually, because he texted one of my friends to say, like, what would Sophie like to do, which I think is so nice.
Okay, this is cute.
Very nice. Which she fucking messaged me and then deleted the message, but I already saw it. And I was like, what's he on about? And then she was like, I don't think I was supposed to say that, but it doesn't matter because girls talk to girls and that's fine. Like, I kind of like knowing that he did that. Do you know what I mean? Like, rather than...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's actually a nice thing because it shows he cares.
Yeah. So we were going to do something different, but we decided against that. So yeah, he literally, but like, you know, very assertive, booked it. I'm going to the Everyman, which... I've not been to. It's the nice one with like the nice seats.
Oh, have you not? Oh,
no,
it's so
not.
Nice. Yeah, it's really, really nice. And you can get like wine and cocktails to your seat and like, yeah, it's cute.
I've done it once, sorry, The Little Mermaid. But apart from that, I've not. But yeah, and it'll be probably like all festive in there, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be so cute. The only thing is though, so if you like him and then you start dating, it's like, oh, what are you going to do? Do you buy each other a gift or not?
I can't talk about it anymore. Don't, because I'll freak out and cancel. So let's not. Oh, he texted me the other day like, oh, I hope you had an amazing time in Dubai. Are you still up for Saturday? I was like, yeah.
Don't, I love him already.
No, don't. I actually do know him, so it's not complete stranger, but it's just a bit of an interesting like one. So we'll have to see. But at least I'm going on a date.
I'm excited for you and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm proud of you for actually doing it, because you know what, actually, sometimes you can get into a bit of a space where you're like, you know what, don't want to do it anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I've said many a time that I should put myself out there, and I genuinely should, because I think it just helps. It's good to meet people. Mm-hmm. And then also like this time at Christmas, I'm here like, oh, you know, I've got no one to do this with. Actually, I could go on dates with people and do stuff. Do you know what I mean? I just don't.
I mean, even better.
Yeah, like that would be quite fun.
Yeah, it'd be great. You never know. You never know what could happen. I'll be FaceTiming you on Christmas Eve. And there she is with her bratwurst. Is that what you call them? The German sausages.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the Christmas market in Manchester. Sorry, Rubs, can't talk right now. Just on my 15th date.
Oh. No.
No?
Maybe. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, we're putting her off. Anyway, let's chat about... I want to chat about going to Christmas parties and the unnecessary stress about what to wear. Honestly, so if my mind is actually... I wouldn't say I'm really someone that really stresses about what to wear as a general rule. Like, I don't really care all that much. Should probably care more. But I don't know what it is about Christmas time. Like, the big Christmas night out and work, and then I'm like, oh, I actually don't know what to wear. And then Parcel Force has just messaged me and said that there's a problem in the Glasgow area, so now all the stuff I ordered isn't arriving.
Great.
Brilliant.
I tell you what though, is this for a work Christmas do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's so much pressure on work. Something like, I remember my old Christmas parties at my old company, like, oh my God, the run up to that, like, it was so exciting, number one. Like, I was always so excited for it. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And like, it was, you know, you and all your work friends, and like, I would usually be on the Friday after work and we'd like finish work and be like all excited and everything. But like, picking an outfit for that is so, and then it's like, do you go festive? Do you go like, you know, sparkly sequin or whatever? Or do you go just like normal? I don't know. And also I saw, have you seen this TikTok trend that's going around? And it's like me drunk on wine, me drunk on tequila. And then it's like a picture of them obliterated. And it's like me drunk at the work stew. And I don't think that's a truer word. Why does everybody get so pissed at the work stew?
Like, so drunk.
It's
so,
like,
so drunk. Like, it's mental. In fact, we actually had, won't name the company. Anyway, I did a job last year and we'd been on it for months and it was like a tour, and we basically hadn't met like everyone that wasn't like in our team.
Mm.
And it was in Manchester actually. And we drove up to Manchester. And so we were a little late because we'd driven up. So everyone else had kind of been on it for like an hour or so. Oh my God. Like, people I'd never met, and I was just like, what is going on in this place? Like, it was wild. It was honestly wild. I was like, what? I'm sure there's no other time of year that this bar ever looks like this. Like, it's so weird.
I don't know if you've been, maybe have, Albert Schloss in Manchester is like, oh, it's brilliant. Anyone that lives around here, well, I mean, they actually have them in different locations now, but the Manchester one is like the OG one. But it's so festive in there. Like, it's beautiful. It's like, that's like German themed. So they've got like artists and they do all entertainment. I've been working from there recently for the day, and I think I'm going to have to pack it in now, because it's like, it gets way too rowdy though, like earlier and earlier now.
Yeah.
We were like, there was three of us working from there in one of the booths at the back. And oh my God, this group of like young people. And this was about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Like, it was like quite early. It wasn't like, you know. And they filled up this whole big table in front of us, and they were doing like all the ski shots and everything. And like, they were, one of them was like daring each other to like take their clothes off. And I was like, oh my, I'm like here on my laptop, you know, trying to do this contract or whatever, like trying to, you know, I was like, oh my God.
Matcha latte.
Carnage, absolute carnage. But yeah, we're going to have to, the guy that I work with just texted me. He was like, can we do this other place tomorrow? Because I think Albert Schloss is a bit too. I was like, yeah. I would agree.
I think we should. But it's, I would have to agree.
Out. It's so much fun. Like, you so can true. Go out, you know, any day of the week and like everybody's on their works, dues and stuff. Like, it's just a good time.
It is a great time. I just think it's sometimes like you can just build up, can't you? And I think that's why it is. Everyone's just a little bit, not nervous, but everyone's just like, oh, it's the one time of year you see everyone in the company. Everyone's kind of dressed up and they're kind of like, oh, I'll just keep drinking till I feel comfortable. And then suddenly they're like on the floor, you know, talking to Angie from accounts about like something that happened 4 years ago at the Christmas party.
I know. I don't even want to cast my mind back actually because...
Honestly, I think it's amazing that if they have the Christmas party, you don't have to go back to work to January, because that's ideal, I think, for everyone involved.
Yes, it is. Thank goodness. Usually there's like a weekend in between, but a lot of people do it on a weekday and then they do half work the next day. So
I know. Ours is like before our last week, which is mad. Because I'm like, oh, I'm excited. But I'll just sit there with my popcorn because I am so like... not problematic these days. I'm just too old for it.
Brilliant.
Well, I'm just like, I just rock up, I have a couple of wines and I'm like, cheerio, lovely to see you all.
I mean, to be fair, I bet it's fun just to be an onlooker. It's a good people watching situation.
I feel like in my early 20s, that's when you do it, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, some people. And then I feel like you do it in your early 20s and then you do it in your 40s. That's what I think happens. Like, you do it in your early 20s because you don't care. And then in your 40s, you don't get out often. You get out once a year and then suddenly.
Yeah. So, oh my God, there was a story from my old work. And there was lots of apprentices that were, actually, no, I probably can't tell this story because they're under it. No.
Damn it. You actually teased us with that.
Oh, sorry, guys.
That was hilarious.
Anyway.
No, that was funny. Anyways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I think we've, what was I going to, oh, I was going to make a pun and now I've gotten it. Christmas. That's Christmas all wrapped up.
Oh, look at that. So finally, pay her the big bucks.
Oh.
No, thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. I hope you enjoyed it. We were just basically chatting through Christmas, really, getting you ready.
Yeah.
Getting you in festive spirit or not. You know, but also as well, I like to chat about the realities of Christmas, because sometimes I think, you know, from the outset, it can look a little bit like Elf the movie, can't it? And actually everyone's kind of got their own stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever your Christmas looks like is, you know, that's not normalcy. That's not the right word. But, you know, whatever it looks like is like, what am I trying to say here?
It is what it's meant to look like, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be picture perfect and, you know, that's okay. And don't take too much notice of people that are making it look picture perfect, because you never know. Probably isn't, to be honest, but it's one of those. The best you can and enjoy it in the festive period and all of that stuff.
And if you're like me and we're crawling to Christmas, we can do it. Just working every day. But it's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing, because then when it comes, I think you appreciate it that little bit more. So it's a win-win, I say.
It is a win-win. But thank you guys for... Oh.
No, you go.
I was going to go for it then. No, thank you guys for listening. This is obviously our main episode, but we have our Extra Lippy episode on a Friday. So please send in your dilemmas, stories, anything. You can get us on email, contact@looselipspodcast.com or at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram.
You sure can. And we will see you next Tuesday for our main episode as well. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.